We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Drivers, start your engines! It's Cowboy Kurt's Racing Report on Y108.
What's going on, guys? Cowboy Kurt here from Wide Awake on Y108. It is time for the race report. I'm brought to you by Nick Chevrolet in Tarentum and Jennerstown Speedway. Getting right into it, baby. Short track racing, Bristol Motor Speedway, the mecca of all short tracks, of all NASCAR, of all racing, Bristol Motor Speedway, the world's fastest half mile. They just raced Saturday night, and in traditional Bristol fashion, it was wrecks, it was dents, it was bumps, it was everything you would ever want in a race. All happened at Bristol Motor Speedway. Great finish. If you didn't get the chance to watch the race, let me just tell you, as everyone's been doing in the NASCAR and racing world, shout out to Matt DiBenedetto. Holy crap. This guy, he is incredible. He is a hard-fought driver, okay? Now, at Daytona at the beginning of the year, the Daytona 500, he led the majority of the laps. He looked well, and people were like, okay, this guy's good. But here's the thing, though. It is Daytona. It is a 2.5-mile track, okay? So that's, you can't really tell a caliber just by restrictor plate racing. You can't tell a caliber driver. Bristol Motor Speedway, Matt DiBenedetto put on a show. He took the lead. He led a bunch of laps. He's in a generation older car than all the other Toyotas. So he's driving for the Levine family, and they are an affiliate of Joe Gibbs Racing with Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., Eric Jones, Denny Hamlin, who happened to be the race winner. Amazing run that this guy had. He led a bunch of laps, and people were bummed. People were bummed because this guy could have won the race. He could have locked himself into playoffs. He came out earlier last week and said that he has no ride for next year. He's not going to be back with the Levine family. So he's going to be a free agent next year. And everyone was kind of bummed, like, oh, man, if this guy could have got a win, he would have been set. But Denny Hamlin, he said in his right on the front stretch whenever he won the race, he's like, I feel so sorry for Matt DiBenedetto, his crew chief, Mike Wheeler, who used to be Denny Hamlin's crew chief. He felt so bad. And I don't blame him. I mean, that's a bummer. It's a bummer. He's a friend of yours. He's somewhat of a manufacturer teammate. He's somewhat of a teammate. So it hurts, but, I mean, it is racing. And, you know, Denny Hamlin was very good on that race. It was his fourth win of the year, so Denny Hamlin looks to be on a roll right now. You need to watch out for him in the playoffs because I feel like he is going to be definitely one of your final four heading into Homestead this year. So it's a bummer, but you know what can you do? What can you do? But I'll tell you what, overall, the standings now have changed drastically. So let's look at the bubble. In 15th, Ryan Newman is now in 15th, and it's incredible. I mean, really, because he was below the cutoff line 2 weeks ago. Now he's sitting in 15th. Daniel Suarez is in 16th, right above the cutoff line, 2 points above the cutoff line. Absolutely incredible. Clint Boyer is in 17th below. He's 2 points behind. And then Jimmy Johnson fell to 18th. There's only two races left. You got Darlington this week, which is a big race. So, I don't know. Definitely watch the Darlington race. It's going to be awesome. And speaking of the Darlington race, Dale Earnhardt Jr. will be running in the Xfinity Series. He will be running that race. It's always good to see Jr. back in the car because you know he still has a passion for racing. After his plane crashed last week, nothing has came out yet to say if he isn't racing. He took the weekend off from the broadcast at Bristol to spend time with his family, which everyone agreed that he should have done that, and it's a good thing he did. But I think he's still going to race. I think he still wants to race, and I think he will still be in the car, which will be awesome to watch. The Xfinity Series races are pretty intense, so you got to check those out. All the good stuff there. We move on to Jennerstown Speedway. Jennerstown had all five divisions back up and running last Saturday night. They had autograph night, which is always sweet. When you have autograph night, I remember being a kid and asking drivers for their autographs, and they would give them, and it was like literally meeting a celebrity, which was pretty, pretty cool. So they had autograph night, and they had all five divisions back. Teddy Gibla wins again in the late models. This guy just seems to be unstoppable in the late models at Jennerstown. He's figured something out because this is, what, his fifth win? Fourth or fifth win? I mean, he's just absolutely dominant right now. Anthony Alio wins in the modifieds. Aaron Van Vliet in the street stock division. Scott Mitchell in the Chargers. And then Evan Niebert in the four cylinders. He's been running pretty well in the four cylinders as well. I'm telling you, Jennerstown is making a comeback, and that's a track that you have to. I was telling a guy I know, said, "You ever been to Jennerstown?" He's like, "I went there one time when I was a kid, but I haven't been back there since." I said, "You got to go back. The racing is just so intense. It's door slamming. It's short track racing. That's what NASCAR and racing is all about. You know, it's about having fast cars, running into people, slamming doors, doing whatever you can to win a race. And that's what Jennerstown's doing right now. So go to Jennerstown. If you want to go to wildandway.com, click contest, and then you'll find the Jennerstown page. Register your name on there for a chance to win tickets to go see Jennerstown, to go to a race at Jennerstown Speedway. And you won't be disappointed at all. I always talk to their general manager, Billy Rebar. Great guy. He's got a great team. The facility is clean. It's nice. Go to Jennerstown. I'm talking to him all the time. I talk to him at least three times a week. And he always just talks about, like, we have a huge crowd. We have tons of fans coming. And I love seeing that happening at Jennerstown Speedway. Moving on to the dirt world. A big night happened Friday night at Lernerville Speedway at the Action Track. Starting off with these sprint cars. AJ Flick, great battle with Cy Lynch. The Apollo Rocket's son, Cy Lynch, he's the son of Ed Lynch Jr., who was just always the car to beat at Lernerville Speedway. Those two battled it out. AJ Flick was able to get the win, and he's figured something out with that sprint car, because it just seems like anywhere he goes to Port Royal, goes anywhere, he's running really, really well. In the late miles, Jared Miley, he ran one lap in the heat race. They blew a ball joint in the car. And if you want to replace a ball joint on a late model, you got to pretty much tear apart the whole front end. So they did that. They were able to put a whole new spindle on, a whole new ball joint, and they got it back up and running. He had to start from the back of the pack and was able to win the race for the late models, Jared the Jet Miley. It was his second win of the year at Lernerville Speedway. He's been running around doing $3,000, $4,000 shows during the summer, but he came back, and it was a points night too. Big points night, because Kenny Sheltenbrand was your points leader. He needed to finish in the top 10 in the feature or higher. He had to finish in the top 10 in order to win the points. He was able to do that. He led a lot of laps, and then he got passed by the Jet, but still that second place finish got him and secured for the points championship. And Kenny Sheltenbrand is your 2019 Lernerville Speedway Track Championship, which is so awesome. Congratulations, Kenny. I happen to be maybe a small part of it, just a small part, maybe the comic relief, because my father, Matt Hughes, is actually the crew chief of Kenny Sheltenbrand's car. And I know how much time that my dad puts into it, how much time Kenny puts into it, and they were able to get the win. To win the championship, and I'm just so proud of the team. I'm proud of those guys, and it was a really cool moment to be a part of it and part in Victory Lane to celebrate. I brought down some icy lights and just, you know, he got out of the car, so I just, you know, just shook him up and then just opened him up, and I was like, all right, here we go. Let's party it up. But congratulations, Kenny Sheltenbrand, on being the track champion at Lernerville Speedway. Brian Swartzlander was looking to be the winner for the big block modifieds, but then got passed by Dave Murdick, who took full advantage of a restart. And Dave Murdick did a great job. He got the win. It's a tight battle for the points championship and the modifieds, but it's also a tight points championship for the pro stocks. Tyler Dietz was just 2 points behind Corey McPherson going into Friday night, but then Joey Zambotti comes out and he gets the win. He started ninth. He was able to get the win, so it switches up points tremendously for Lernerville Speedway. And we're going to look at the points right now. Starting off with these sprints right now, Jack Sodeman Jr. is 11 points in front of Carl Bowser. AJ Flick is 17 points behind Carl Bowser. So there's your top three for the sprints. When we look at the modified division right now, Brian Swartzlander is still in the lead, but it's a tie for first with Rex King Jr. They both have 351 points, and there's only one night left for them. Rex King is in third, 14 points behind. Then your winner, Dave Murdoch, is 23 points behind. He's sitting in fourth for the big block modifies. But then for the pro stocks, Tyler Dietz is now in the lead for the points. He's 5 points behind. He's 5 points ahead of Corey McPherson and then Joey Zambotti, who got the win on Friday night. He is 18 points behind Tyler Dietz. So there's one night left to determine who's going to be the champions for the rest of the three divisions that are left at Lernerville Speedway. Mike the Crusher Kid was in Arkansas this weekend for the Lucas Oil Dirt Late Model Series. He looked really, really good Friday night. Friday night wins his heat, finished the sixth in the feature. And then Saturday night for the big show, he started eighth, and then tires started glazing over, which a lot of cars had that problem where tires were glazing over. So they had him come into pit. He put new tires on. He was able to get 16th and finish there. This upcoming weekend is the Dirt Million at Mansfield, which the purse is about $300,000 to win at Mansfield. So I'm going to be heading out there Saturday morning. I'll let you guys know how the Crusher Kid's doing and how everything is going at Mansfield for the Dirt Million. So that's your race report. Right here on Wild108.com, radio.com app. Favorite Wild108, so you can take us anytime, anywhere, wherever you go, especially on your way to the racetrack. Good stuff happening in the dirt world, in the asphalt world, NASCAR, everything in racing. You can catch it right here with Cowboy Kurt's Race Report. We'll be doing it every Monday and Friday. Next Race Report will be live Friday morning at 7:40 on Wide Awake, and then we will post something online right here on Wild108.com. I'm Cowboy Kurt. Thanks for listening to the Race Report. See you guys later this week. Cowboy!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.